I want to believe. I want to believe in something. I want to believe in something I can believe in. Let's for a moment play God. Let's consider the Great Flood. This week, the Red River will crest in Winnipeg. As the river heads north, thousands of people pray hard that their home, their school, their place of business will not be submerged in water. So, God is flooded with requests, so to speak. And what does God do? Here's the story. Before the crest of the river reaches Winnipeg, we all know it will have threatened people in Emerson, Morris, St. Agathe, St. Adolphe, and dozens of other places south of the city. North of here, it'll crest in St. Andrews, Lockport, Selkirk, and so on. Add to that, ice jams, soil conditions, and weather variations, warm, cold, sun, clouds, snow, and rain. All that makes God's task so complicated. But we pray that God will somehow arrange all this in our favor. Last week, according to a newspaper report, weary residents of Fargo, North Dakota, a sandbag city, came together in churches on Sunday, counting their blessings that the Red River finally stopped rising, and praying that the levees would hold back its wrath. A levee break that swamped a school provided a warning of the kind of threat that was still to hang over them in the days ahead. The report went on to say, church services that are a staple of life on Sunday mornings in Fargo took on a greater significance as people gathered after a week of round-the-clock sandbagging. They sang hymns and held hands, asking together for divine help in avoiding the disaster. The newspaper quoted Reverend Bob Ona, pastor of Fargo's First Assembly of God Church. He said, "At a time like this, we need to call on God's providential assistance. All of you have been heroic in your efforts. All of you have been pushed past the wall of weariness, exhaustion, and numerous frustrations in order to do the right thing. Help people in the name of the Lord." More than 2,400 National Guard troops have also been helping the people of North Dakota. The report said, helicopters began dropping 11 one-ton sandbags into the river to deflect its violent current and keep it from eroding vulnerable areas of the dike system. And the newspaper story ended with this news. The helicopter sandbag effort was focused on an area of the river that put another scare into the city during the night when it burst past a levee and submerged a Lutheran school campus. So, did the Lutherans of Fargo pray less than the members of